We're back at it, apartment 5H. I'm Bianca Torres. My Wi-Fi was not working, so I broke into Self's crib, as usual, to use his Wi-Fi. Mm. And today, I'm here with Gray Rizzy.
That's right, Cuzzo in the building, what's up?
Primo is back, and then we have Jim back in the building.
Jimmy!
What's up?
He decided to finally come visit us again. He was out here in these streets doing God knows what.
Jim be working, though, man. Jim be working.
Oh, it was work. It is good, I know it was good, see?
Yeah.
Gray Rizzy said the same thing.
Since when we start using our last names in the crib, what's going on with that? That was real proper.
It was too proper?
That was super proper.
Let me get a couple of more sips.
That was like, you know, defending or key witness proper right there, man.
Well, speaking of defending.
Yeah. Whoa.
There's a lot going on with the whole Diddy case.
Are you surprised?
I'm not. I guess it's a twofold, right? It's like, I'm surprised because he's a big mogul. Like, we grew up with his music. Like, he did so much for the culture, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm surprised in that respect. And I'm also surprised because usually men of power don't usually get caught up or should I say indicted. Like, Harvey Weinstein, we get a couple of them every now and again, but for the most part, you know, people of power, should I say, get away with
certain
things.
Glad you say that name. These are the vibes I get, Harvey Weinstein. Yeah. These are the vibes. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, hey, you're innocent till proven guilty, right? But we've all heard the stories. We've all heard a lot of different stories. But then we also, yo, Jim, you know how many times niggas be telling the stories. Like, they put that extra Martin Scorsese, Steven Spielberg on it. And you'd be like, yo, son, that's not what happened. I was there. Right. But we all hear the different types of stories, man.
I mean.
Taking everybody down now.
Well, let's start with the charges here because the charges are a little crazy. So sex trafficking, racketeering, bribery, arson, which is most likely the Kid Cudi car blow-up situation.
Allegedly.
And obstruction, and obstruction of justice. So
the biggest one I'm scared of for anyone is the racketeering charge.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It's the racketeering charge. The sex trafficking, like, I didn't read through everything, but I think it was just like, they were talking about one person who they moved over state lines. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how strong of a case that is. But of them all, of the four, it's that racketeering charge.
Racketeering is pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's
pretty bad. I mean, shit, it's all bad, man. Think about this. He came back. There was a lot of us. I know I was thinking. I was like, yo, why the hell you come back to New York? I mean, summer's over. You feel what I'm saying? Like, why even come back to New York? Come to find out, his lawyer was saying he came to surrender, you know, to start the process and everything. But I knew it was an issue when they went and picked him up. He was supposed to surrender, I think, on Tuesday during the day. They went and picked him up Monday evening. Like, they went and got him. And they were saying the reason why is because they always wanted to, how did they say? They always wanted to detain him. But if you turn yourself in, they were saying that was a greater ask from the prosecution on the judge to try to justify that. So it was the reason why they went and got him. But anytime I was looking at something, I think it might have been Bomani Jones, who a lot of people know from ESPN. He's like, look, man, anytime you got to prepare to put up $50 million, there's a good chance you're going to stay behind that wall. You know what I'm saying? You're going to sit. And that's what we saw, man. He was denied bail, and then the appeal
Twice.
Was denied. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Two different judges.
Yeah.
Two different judges, man.
What jail they got him in now? Wait.
They got him in MDC, man. Yeah, in Brooklyn.
MDC, yeah, his lawyer's talking about, like, his life is at risk there. Like,
his life is at risk any jail you're going. Any jail. Yeah, he's by himself, though. He's definitely not in Gen Pop. He's by himself. They said he's housed by himself, but it's just like, I guess when they transfer him, you know, I can't see them moving him all around the houses and shit like that. They probably got him in one specific spot.
You think he's going to do some time?
Well, he's facing life.
That's a good question, bro.
He's facing life.
What was it, 10 to life or 15 to life?
15 to life.
15 to life.
And they broke it down, too. One count of racketeering conspiracy, that carries a maximum sentence of life in prison. A count of sex trafficking by force, fraud, coercion carries a maximum sentence of life in prison and a mandatory minimum of 15 years.
That's a wide net.
One count of transportation for purposes of prostitution carries a maximum of 10 years.
That's a lot, man.
Jim, you didn't know what was going on. Your first time hearing all this?
No. That was my first time hearing about the sex trap.
Really? How? Everyone's fixated on the lube. That was like the one thing that was trending. Do you know about the thousand bottles of lube and baby oil?
I heard of that.
Yeah, son. That was kind of, that was dubious right there.
Everyone's ignoring everything else.
was dubious work right there, guy. Yo, could you imagine, like, all right, they raid your home, right? Both homes, one on the East Coast, West Coast, LA and Miami. And you find, like, they, what do they say? They got to, you know, when they take in evidence, they got to, you know, go ahead and account for it, or voucher it all, right? Could you imagine having to be the person and be like, yo, 251, 252, 800, like, yo, son, like, over 1,000 bottles of lube? What kind of shit was going on? That's the thing. Like, you know, you hear the term all the time. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right.
Right? Simple shit. Like, yo, fam, you got 1,000 bottles.
That's crazy. 1,000?
That's wild, man.
She's supposed to take a stand, right?
Yeah, she is.
Is she taking a stand?
She's supposed to. She was subpoenaed to testify.
I know his lawyer, Diddy's lawyer, was saying that, you know, yeah, they had a domestic dispute, blah, blah, blah. But he was saying, he was trying to say that she had, Cassie had been cheating on Diddy for years with her now husband. Mm. And I'm just like,
what does that have to do with anything?
That doesn't really combat that video. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of everything else, but I think he was just trying to justify the bail because they were saying,
of course they were.
Like, yo, he's a threat.
Of course they were.
Definitely a flight risk.
Yeah. What was part of the package? A $50 million package that included, what, $48,000 in the home. I think giving up all the passports, like the kids' passports as well. House arrest. It was supposed to be, I think they added before the appeal on bail today, on Wednesday, they added no visitation from women.
That was his rebuttal when they denied the first bail and he...
Yeah.
The second...
They tried to make it a little bit more robust.
Yeah, he wouldn't have any female visitors, but it's like... We kind of have a suspicion that it's not. Yeah, it's not only the female.
Yo, but here's the shit that I'm tripping on. Like, if you're gonna be on house arrest,
that's what they say.
Have you ever been on Star Island? I think Shaq had a crib over on Star Island. You ever been on Star Island, right? Star Island, you can only get on Star Island by, I believe, like boat.
No, you could drive over.
You could drive over the bridge, right? The little bridge, right? So I'm
you can't get past that security.
All I'm thinking about though is like, yo, once you get on the other side of, it's not an inlet. Like on the other side of Star Island, you could just jet on the water. I don't know if that was the best crib to say I'ma stay at. You feel what I'm saying?
I mean.
Hey, yo, I saw Miami Vice, son. You speedboats. They so take you right out on the water, guy. You out. Next thing you know, you're in Cuba.
Yeah, right there, right.
Can you see him returning from this?
Not in the sense of being who he was. I could see him possibly getting some type of freedom. But, you know, this is the stain you can't wash off, man.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
You think he's going to get jail time?
I think once they deny you your bail, they want you.
Oh, they definitely want you. But here's the deal. I'm not trying to sound like Boosie, right? Because Boosie he had some points. He was like, yo, and I'm paraphrasing here. I can't say it all together because I don't have it right in front of me. But basically, he was like, how can you say or charge him with sex trafficking? If that's the case, then every woman who's ever been flued out, then you might as well call them a prostitute. You know, there's been a lot of women, and in no way, shape, or form are they prostitutes, but there's been a lot of women who've been flown out. There's a lot of dudes who've been flown out, too. Let's keep it real. But I would say this when it comes to Boosie. A broken clock can be right 2 times out of the day, right? He's not covering 100% of everything with this is all, you know, what he's dealing with, but he got a point.
Yeah, but it's transactional, right?
Like, yeah.
It's different if you're flying someone out, you're having a good time. I mean, at the end of the day, it's transactional. If you're paying for her flight, you're paying for dinner. We already know how that goes. Everyone and their mother on social media talks about it. But it's different when it's transactional, when you're literally paying that person to come and freak off.
Let me ask you this question. Because I think every guy that's in apartment 5H right now, you ever had a conversation with someone like, and I'm not justifying it, but people pay for the convenience of keeping things concealed, keeping things
no strings attached
under wraps, you know, like
paying
to leave.
Like no,
we've heard all those terms.
I've heard that.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just wondering, like you said, they want him, right? Like, I don't remember any of this shit hitting the fan until he started talking that, yo, we gotta own. Like he got really big one point. Like his chest is. You know, he always say some shit with his chest. But it was something he was doing when he was going up against Diageo, and it was something else. And the next thing you know, it's like shit started falling apart little by little.
I mean.
So it makes me money. It's like, you know, big joker take little joker. Like you might have think you was the big joker, but it almost feels like there was more money at stake on this. Like, yo, we gonna show you, we gonna put you in your place. I'm not saying that justifies anything. But
no, I think that's exactly what it is. I think that he's been doing this for a really long time. All these accusations, it's been going on for years. Like,
yeah.
You know, this is not new. And I think that the protection he had while he was doing these things ran out. Like, and
yeah, that's
now,
a good point.
I that's what I think.
That's a good point.
If he would have paid Cassie in the beginning, it still came out?
I don't know, because you're talking about a scorned heart as well. Like, she went through a lot. Right. We've heard how she's going through a lot. I mean, the accounts are all there of how much she went through. So I'm not sure, man. But I also read up. Again, I haven't, you know, confirmed this or anything like that. But they were saying that she had wrote a book, and before the book was supposed to be put out, there was supposedly a call to Diddy's lawyers, like, hey, if you want the rights to this book, we'll give it to you for $30 million. Mm. So that always comes. I think we've had this conversation here on Apartment 5H. Is it justice? Is it money? Is it a combination of the two that you want? Some people are like, no, you know, I don't want any money. I just want the justice. Other people are like, well, hey, she got to get paid for what she went through.
My whole thing with her was what took so long.
I think that's what a lot of people were thinking.
Well, yeah, but Diddy was a very powerful man. Like, there's people till this day that had shit probably done or went through situations with him that aren't talking because he was a powerful dude. Like, or not even his whole finger, a piece of his nail, touchdown, and that's it. Your career is over, you know?
Well,
so I think
let's
it's
think
intimidating.
About it, man. Like, I'm just take it back to, like, the 90s and stuff. I would say that someone, and I saw a meme about this where people were like, they had Wendy Williams' chair, and it was like, you know, I wish she was still active in her role with the show to talk or speak about this at this time. But think about how powerful he was. Wendy was pretty popular here in New York City. I'm pretty sure she brought a lot of money to Kiss FM at the time when she was on air. But he wasn't happy about something, and supposedly there was a phone call that was made, and next thing you know, Wendy was in what? Philly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not the first time. I believe there was other times when it came to Puff, like, he made things happen with people. He moved them out the way. Whether that's, you know, real or not, we, right. You know, it just seems like it's always been urban lore. Like, you know, this guy's the real Big Red from the Five Heartbeats.
Right.
You feel me?
Right. And go ahead.
I let me just say this from a personal standpoint. In no way, shape, or form am I friends with Puff, right? But at the same time, like many of us, we've been around for well over 20, 30 years. I think the first time I met him was probably during his tenure at Uptown, and this is when Andre Harrell was still alive.
Mm.
Like, we've seen the parties and stuff. I've never been to one of those parties, but, you know, we've seen bits and pieces. We've seen inside. So when I hear about this, I'm like, I don't know. But at the same time, it's like you read all these accounts and shit, and you're like, yo.
I ain't
want to
believe it.
That's crazy. But is it, okay, let me ask you this question. Do you not want to believe it because you don't think it happened, or you don't want to believe it because there's been so many moments that Diddy has been a part of that probably was big moments for us in hip hop?
I think it's both. I believe something happened, but I was such a fan, man. I didn't want to believe it.
I mean, you saw the video, though.
Yeah.
So that's another reason. Like, would you talk? Look what happened to Cassie when she tried to leave, let alone talk. Allegedly, if he really did blow up Kid Cudi's car, like, you really gonna say
that's
something
insane.
About this?
Yeah, that Kid
right?
Cudi was
like,
crazy.
That's insane.
So I think there's multiple reasons why
was
she didn't
the
come
story
out
that earlier. Came out about, with Diddy and J. Cole. You saw that?
That too.
That had came out a while ago, but it came back out this week. You know, it's just a lot.
Wale,
yeah.
Which he denied the rumors, but
it's just a lot, man. And the other part is, like, I don't think it helped when Diddy, I think Diddy had said, you know, these are all lies and stuff, and then the video dropped with Cassie.
Right.
And her running out of the hotel, running down the hallway in the hotel. Like, it's just a shot to your credibility. But you know what? I mean, shit. Look at, shout out to M. He just dropped what? The Death of Slim Shady, Coup de Grace, the Mourner's Edition. And he went at Puff on a remix for Fuel. Shout out to my man that's over there. Grip is on there. West Side Boogie is on that song as well. But he went at Puff on there.
He's equally as powerful though, so I think that's probably more of a fair fight. You know what I'm saying? M? I think so.
No.
I think so. To a certain extent, because he doesn't care about as much as the normal person does. Like, you could tell, like, he lives a very simple life. He doesn't give a fuck about people seeing him, knowing him. He doesn't care about none of that, you know? And there's a certain power when you don't care about certain aspects. You know what I mean?
I don't know if it's, like, I would say power in the industry. I think it's the power is, like, creatively him not caring or him not having the responsibility of all these businesses and juggling those and making sure this is running and all that. But I just look at it and I'm just like, yo, fam, if all of this stuff was happening, right, one man can't do it alone. So that's where everybody is like, what else is coming down the pipeline? You know, we've been seeing different stuff, like, you know, and I'm sure we're going to talk about this in a minute, people stepping down, people getting moved out of the way, people, you know.
Which we don't know if it has anything to do with it, but
we don't know. But
there's
a
lot of shifting going on in the music
industry.
The
internet sleuths
are
trying to put it together.
They are.
And it has a lot of people being like, yeah, wait a minute.
Roger Bones is my man. Now I see him coming out talking crazy.
Is he the one that said that Andre Harrell and who else contributed to the behavior? Damn.
He was there for the Cassie thing a few times and he was like helping her.
Oh no, I'm thinking about someone else.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about someone else. I'm thinking about Gene Deal.
He's been talking to me.
Yeah, he was saying that Andre Harrell and Russell Simmons contributed to his behavior, which I don't know how true that is, but he's talking.
I mean,
everyone's waiting to talk, you know?
I mean, you know, I don't even know how much you could say that he contributed, especially when you talk about somebody like Russell and Andre's not here anymore to, you know, defend himself.
Right,
so I wouldn't even speak on his name, but the crazy part of it is that you're also talking about a changing of the time of the way how things are, information gets around. You know what I'm saying? Before, you used to be able to shut these types of things down before they could even make it to some type of journalist or make it to some type of newspaper or anything like that. Now, like, shit can happen. It's halfway around the world 10 seconds after whatever happened. You know, so to me, I just always think, like, yo, how did you even think that you could possibly keep a lid on all of this different shit that was going on in this day and time? It's virtually impossible. And you don't have, I don't care how much money you have, you can't pay everybody off. Right. There's a certain type of loyalty you need if you're going to be that crazy. And my question, and a lot of people, this is something that we do know. When it came to, say, for instance, when, say, Puff would blow up, thus the name Puffy, like, we all have heard the stories. Some of us have seen, like, how he would react when shit didn't go right. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it was like, yo, he's just passionate about making sure we get whatever done.
Right.
And then there was other stories where you'd be like, yo, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Even
you
Shaka
what?
Khan? You don't remember Shaka Khan said something about him yelling at her and her mother? Like,
yeah.
That's crazy.
I guess the point that I think I think the point that all of us are trying to make is that where there's smoke, there's fire. When you have enough of these stories, it's like, yo, how do you defend it? How, you know, what are you looking for? Reasonable doubt? You're looking for the littlest thing to get out of it right now? There's all these different stories that are coming from places. So how do you defend it?
Even Kalina, the dirty money singer?
Yeah.
So Dawn came out against him. She said, Kalina says she never witnessed any abuse by Diddy. And then all of a sudden she recanted her statement because allegedly he called her, I think it was 54 times.
54, they say.
In 2 days, in a matter of 2 days, right? 54 times. You know how upset you gotta be to call someone 54 times?
But I also believe, like, yo, you know how he's not one of those people who I think is not used to getting through. I make the phone call, you pick up on the first call. So could you imagine somebody keep on sending you a voicemail? He probably was like, bang, 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 or telling whoever, just call it back, if that's what happened,
right,
man. But that was crazy. They're talking about, like, witness tampering. They're throwing everything.
It's going to affect his kids, too.
That's absolutely who I think about. I think about possible victims, and I think about the kids.
You ain't see them walking out the courtroom today? They were so disappointed that the judge denied that bail the second time.
Yeah, and you know why I think about the kids, man? Because, you know, they didn't... They may have seen certain things, but they didn't ask to be here from the beginning. Right. So this is now something that they got to wear, right? Or they have to, they got to deal with. I think about the girls. I think about the twins. I think about the older young lady. I think about Christian a lot because how much Christian favors his father. Even when you look online today, people are like, yeah, lock him up too just because how much he looks like his father.
That's horrible.
Like, yo, son, that's some real dumb shit to say, right? Like, somebody might get a laugh out of it here and there, but at the same time, it's like, yo, these are young people. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's keep it real. In a sense, they've been sheltered all their life. They haven't had to deal with something like this before. Even the last time that he had his court deal, when he was on One Center Street the last time with the whole shooting, when it came to Sean and Club New York, they didn't have to deal with this, bro. They were too young. They were too young.
Yeah.
So I really think about the kids, man. I think about the kids a lot. I think about victims. You know what I'm saying? If, you know, if there really are, and I believe, how can you tell somebody how to feel?
Right.
If you feel like a victim, then you feel like a victim. Now, when it comes, I'm guessing when it comes to, like, being, you know, winning some type of monies or criminal, like, whether it be civil or criminal, then you got to prove the case, right? But if somebody feels a way, you feel a way. Well, I'm thinking about them as well.
I mean, it's sad too, in a sense, like, even for people that worked with him that didn't see that side, I feel like there are, there's two sides, right? People say, oh, whoever worked around him knew he was like that, and they shouldn't be shocked. I do think there's a certain select few that probably worked with him, especially in the very beginning of his career, that are probably a little heartbroken that he's this person. It's kind of like a superhero, right? Like, and you find out that they're not that superhero that you thought they were.
Sure, or, Mary. He was part of her first everything when he passed. Damn.
There's so many people you got to think about. We're talking about well over 30 years, right?
Yeah.
So you got to imagine, like, the things that people have seen. Good and bad.
Yeah.
Right? But the other thing that I keep seeing come up, and I think this is kind of some of the point that Boosie Badass was trying to make, it's not just him. You know? Like, right now, the spotlight is on him because of these criminal charges. But if we're going back in time when we're talking about entertainment and how fucked up the entertainment industry is, how narcissistic it could be, how selfish it could be, how it can make people turn into people who they're not just to try to get something that they want, and how people can know that and, you know, just really intimidate or make them do shit knowing that they're not going to get whatever it is that they want. Yo, this is a fucked up time, because, you know, the bills always going to come through. People, you know, if you do shit, you do dirt in the dark, eventually it comes to light.
It sure does.
Eventually it comes to light. And that's why I keep on saying, like, yo, man, it's, how could you do all of this stuff? I'm just, you know, you just try to put some type of logic to it. How can you get away with a crime? That's like when somebody tries to pass bad checks. So wait a minute, you telling me you got all these bad checks, but you putting them in your account? You getting the money out right now, but eventually somebody gonna knock on your door. Like, hey, sir, we got all this shit right here. Either you give the restitution, or you gotta come with us, right?
Took a long time. If this is the case.
If that's the case, but it also goes to what you're saying. Either people have been moved out of the way, there's been a changing of the guard, we've been seeing a whole bunch of different movements that have happened in the entertainment industry over the last, let's just say, 10, 15 years. Again, taking the example within film, Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. But even he got bail. Didn't he get bail? Because DJ Envy made a point on The Breakfast Club.
I think so.
He had bail. So if he had bail, why can't Puff have bail? Which I kind of understand that comparison.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
There was no guns found that I know of that was found at his crib, right?
Yeah, did you see the press conference? The AR-15, like...
The drum, right? You know, there's been reports that, and I don't know if this was confirmed or not, that when they picked him up, He has some type of substance on him. Like, let me tell you something, man. The prosecution does what the prosecution does. Like, it's innocent till proven guilty, but when they want to do the perp walk, when they want to go ahead and roll you out in front of that camera, or they want to do those press conferences, what they are doing is showing the public all the worst shit, whether it happened or not. Mm-hmm. This is what they think happened. Or this is, they're trying to put two and two together, right? So they're showing the worst case scenario of you. They're putting you in a bad light.
Of course.
So what do you, like, when they go forward, you know, I'm imagining, even though they try to say, hey, man, you know, they don't want the judges to see this and everything. Yo, come on, man. They putting all that shit in front of the judge. I don't know if Harvey Weinstein had, you know, Harvey Weinstein had the atrocities of really messing with some women, or I shouldn't say messing with some women, doing women dirty.
Assaulting them, yeah.
Assaulting them, sexually assaulting mm-hmm. them, fucking with their heads. He had that. That's a big case. But when you have that same thing over here, and then all these little bullet points, like, yeah, we did find the three ARs and da-da-da-da. That was something. Whether he had, I don't know. And I never heard them say if he had a permit or not. I don't know who the guns belong to. See, that's the shit that we don't hear. We found this, and this. They're painting a bad picture. So I didn't, $50 million is a lot of bread. Or at least the package being worth $50 million, right? And for you still not to get bail?
I can't believe
you. They just kept on saying what? He was a flight risk. He was a flight risk. He was a flight risk. I don't know where you can hide, bro. Everybody knows you.
I mean, there's a lot of places you can.
Everybody knows you. Okay, so
they know you, but they're not necessarily gonna like.
So let me ask you this question:
like, if you're in like an obscure island in like Thailand, who are they're not gonna call.
Where Russell went? What did they say
he was? He's in Bali.
He's in Bali.
But you know, he'll tell. I've heard him say this actually on his live, and he wrote this too. He's like, yo, I'm not running from anybody. I don't know if. I know there's been lawsuits, but I don't know if he's running from a criminal mm-hmm. case or an indictment. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of the difference. He just hasn't come back. Actually, he says that he comes back to Cali and what's the name every so often, but he's not running from anyone. In this particular case, man, I can't see, A, where could Sean Diddy Combs, where could he have gone to hide? And eventually, you know what they'll do. They'll freeze all your fucking accounts. And you're used to a certain type of lifestyle. So I don't see you being able to go anywhere and what are you gonna do? Like, start a whole new life?
Used to a lifestyle or not, if you're about to face life.
You trying to get out of there for your freedom?
I'd rather live off the land. I'd rather live off the land and eat grass than be where he's at right now.
I agree with you.
No shape up, no nothing.
I just don't see him doing it. Because, it's you know, shit.
But if you had to have a choice, if those were the only two, well, basically, those are the only two choices.
I don't think.
I'm catching salmon with my hands and all that. Like,
I don't think he's going to get, like, life. I don't think he's going to get that.
I don't think he's going to get life, but he's going to get, if he is convicted, he's going to get a minute.
Kelly got how long, though?
But he wasn't accused of, like, come on, even, like, abusing someone, like, physically, like.
Yeah, he physically abused somebody. And he talking about
on camera, but on camera, well, like he I was mean, shown punching someone in the face.
I mean, peeing on somebody, shit, that's a lot too.
That is a lot.
On a kid, that's a lot, man.
Oh, you say
that's a lot. That's a lot.
It
man.
Is a lot. So that brings me to the next point. Do we still play Puff at the barbecue?
Yeah, I'm still playing. I'm at Cribs. People still play R. Kelly.
I ride around listening to R. Kelly.
I mean, I listen to him sometimes. Yo, look. In blue. It'll come across. I'm not going to change it, but because you remind me of my Jeep as much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That shit's going to be 17 minutes long.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a fucking fact right there. Yeah, Murder going to have he's going to have a good old time. You see 50 been, what he's been saying in social media and stuff like that.
Do you think he's really, I mean, let's see if he really does a documentary. Did he do it? That doc is going to be insane.
I think he would do it because, I mean, even have you been seeing the docs that are supposed to come out soon? Like the Aaron Hernandez doc?
Oh, on FX.
Yeah. Now
it's an American sports story.
It's going to be like the second one, I think, right?
I haven't seen it.
Where they've been using like NFL uniforms and all that. Like they had to get the permission to use all that. So if I see that, I'm like, yeah, I can see 50 doing that documentary.
He on a roll now, so...
Yeah.
that doc is gonna be insane.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like rated X. 100, 1,000 bottles of lube. That's a rated X documentary. That's a lot.
What's the name say anything? What's the girl he was messing with?
Carisha?
Yeah, did she say anything?
She's actually been moonwalking away from the situation. She said a little something. It was like a Diane Sawyer. It wasn't Diane Sawyer. I'm playing around. I'm being sarcastic. But it was like one of those not expose. Like she's sitting down and explaining everything. Like, yo, shorty, I don't want to hear from you.
Saucy Santana. She had her friend interview.
I don't want to hear from either one of them, man. Like, for what? You was there for a blink of an eye, dog. Like, I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to hear from you. If anything, like, there's probably some people who want to hear from you. They want to hear what was going on.
Well, she already spoke. She already blew her load, so.
I don't want
I mean, she was media trained. What she said was smart.
Yeah.
It wasn't enough, not for me.
There's been a big difference from that first City Girls album to what she said. Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, she's definitely been media trained. But
definitely media trained.
Like, I don't need to hear from you. I don't need to hear anything from you. You know?
Do you guys think that he'll, like, start talking to have a lesser sentence?
Snitching?
You think so? Because I know he got a lot of people on those tapes.
You sounding like, is he going to turn into Alpo? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yo, wildest shit has happened.
Against the wall.
Under,
like,
the pressure in a court, you know? I don't know.
The landscape of entertainment, not just music, but because I'm pretty sure actors, like.
But, yo, this is the thing.
Cat Williams called it. He said this was the year of truth.
Shit, Jaguar
Cat Wright. Williams called it.
Jaguar Wright. She's been calling shit for a minute. Although, I've been thinking, and I'll be honest with you.
She might add a little razzle-dazzle to a couple of things, take it with a grain of salt.
She done had some batshit crazy thoughts that I was like, whoa, that's a lot. That's a hot take right there, right?
A little spicy.
But she been calling that shit for a long time.
She has.
But I think one of the things that someone has said, I don't know if it was Cat Williams, I definitely believe it was Jaguar Wright.
Jim, why are you so far?
It's just like one of those things where it's like, yo, is Puff like in the Epstein role?
They compared I'm not sure, correct me if I'm wrong. She may be the chief of staff, but they compared her to Maxine.
Was it Ghislaine, Jocelyn, something like that?
Yes.
Who's that? His chief of staff?
I believe so. I believe so.
I think there's a lot of finger pointing. And I don't know how much, you got to have to prove it, man. Because people go to believe what they're going to believe regardless. There's been a lot that's been put out there, but you got to have to make it make sense. You got to have to walk it down. Like, make it everything. Explain this shit to me like I'm a 2-year-old. Don't just be throwing shit out there like, yeah, and this might have happened, this might have happened. Like, people want to see this date, this time. This happened.
They're calling her manipulator in chief.
Manipulator in
Christina
chief.
Christina Corum.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with her. I don't know who that
chief
is.
Of staff at Combs Enterprises.
Mm.
I mean, in that respect, though, too, is like those people were put in a compromising position. Like, you're enjoying your lifestyle. You get probably getting paid good money. Like, you're gonna go against him. Like.
There's been, I think, in a lot of ways, too, man, like, people believe this is how it's done or this is what's done in the industry, so you might think that it's, you know, it's the norm.
Yeah,
the one thing I've always known is, like, and I'm not saying these people are wrong for whatever choice or if they feel like they were manipulated or whatever, but the one thing I've always been taught, whether it's my big bro Rod Glasgow or, you know, just my family overall, just on some street smart shit, if the shit don't feel right, get the fuck up out of there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You go in a certain room, I don't care how much you want to rap, sing, produce beats or whatever. If somebody is doing something to someone else and you like, yo, that shit don't look right, I'm out. There's no reason for me to be there.
There are two types of people. There are people like us and there are people that want it so bad that they don't care. They're going to do it.
But, you know, for everybody who's watching Apartment 5H right now, if you do it the first time or you do it that one time, it doesn't stop there. It's a slippery slope. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like trying to work with someone and they, you know, they always asking for money. So when you expect them to just look out, the hand is always going to be out. Like, nah, it's always been transactional, right? Yo, I've been in certain places without saying too much and definitely not a Diddy party. I ain't been to a Diddy party. But I've been in places where, whether it's the music industry, movies and television, the sports industry, some wild shit goes down.
Yeah.
And when it gets to be too fucking racy, you got to get up out of there, man. I don't give a fucking, yo, if you with your people, it's like, nah, we want to stick around. See you back at the ranch, baby.
Right.
I'm out. There's no reason for me to be here. No, you ain't going to just, and this is talking about swingers parties, fucking, mm-hmm. what do they call them shits? Like, orgies, all that shit. Once this shit get too crazy, well, yo, fam, what do you think the fucking Playboy Mansion was going on? Allegedly?
Yeah, I'm sure.
We've all heard the stories, right?
Like...
But come on, man. Like, some, you know, in the entertainment industry, there's certain places where people look at that as, I've arrived because I made it to this, absolutely. You know, this certain event. This is a private event. Mm-hmm. This ain't for everybody.
Can you imagine being invited to a Diddy party for the first time? You're breaking into the industry. You're going to go, especially back in the days before we had internet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everything wasn't on Front Street like that.
I'll say is I've gone, I've left at a certain time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hear that.
You leave at a certain time.
I hear that. Some people just want to be in the mix so bad.
Nah.
I mean, come on, that's you know, we see how the climate is now. Everybody's like beasting to be somewhere next to someone, taking pictures. Like, that person don't even fuck with you like that, but you get in the picture because you just want, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm good.
How many rappers you see look like they're being held hostage by other people? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so people do anything, like,
you see maybe dudes knocking chicks out the way to take pictures with dudes. Yeah.
Come on. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's definitely crazy, man.
I mean, even though I don't agree with it, I feel you, but there are some people that want it that bad. They don't mind doing Winslow.
I'm not blaming them. You said the Carl Winslow.
Which I hope that's not true. Broke my heart. That rumor broke my heart.
Carl Winslow.
Where have you been?
Jim be working, man. Jim be working, man.
The rumor. You're going to make, now I'm going to have to elaborate.
You got to tell him off camera.
Not.
You got to, allegedly what happened?
I'm just going to say baby oil. Mm. Rumors, allegedly, baby oil. That's the code word, baby oil.
People don't walk past aisle 6 and CVS or Walgreens to say that boy, yo. She was crazy.
Johnson was trending too because of that.
Yes, son.
What's crazy is that there was so much news over the last 24 hours, or we'll say 36 hours. And everyone is stuck on the lube and the baby oil. It's fucking
insane. Didn't somebody, I forget who it was, there was an official statement that went out. I think it was like, I don't know, was it Las Vegas brothels, I think, said, hey, please do not use baby oil during intercourse. It's not good for you. Don't do it.
Well, I mean, it depends what...
Don't do it.
What section you talking about.
Yeah, true. But look. Use the KY, son. Use the KY. What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Use something, baby oil.
They have warming, they have cooling.
For your skin. What do they say? External versus internal. You know what I'm saying? Do it the right way.
You wouldn't eat lotion now, would you?
No. Right? Do it the right way, man. You're going to be out there. Yo, the fact that they use the term freak off for the case. I'm looking at the press conference and they're like,
insane.
Diddy led the freak off, his freak offs. And they have the quotes up there on the, you know, the lower thirds of the TV. And I'm looking at this shit like, wow, that is crazy. It's freak offs.
This can't be real life.
Freak offs.
Like a respected gentleman of the law.
Freak offs.
Freak offs.
I feel crazy saying, like, you know, freak offs? I would have thought they would have used, like, you know, sexual parties or something like that.
Sexual parties?
Hey, yo, you might as well say freak offs, jump offs. Just fucking throw all the terminology in there so everybody understand what you said, man. Just do it.
Orgies.
Yo, he's just sitting in the MDC by himself, man. Yo, man, a lot of us have been in the tank. Well, you get out the next day or whatever. If you're lucky enough, you get a CEO, or you get somebody, like we have the Tombs here in New York City. You might get a cool CEO that puts you in your own space, and you looking across the hall and this fucking general population, and they in there like fucking sardines, man. That's probably what he's going through right now. But people are wondering, like, yo, is this him taking, and I'm talking about Diddy, is this him taking some accountability? Is this him trying to get ahead of things? Or is this, you know, is he taking this time right now to say, yo, damn, you know, backtrack on where he possibly could have fucked up, allegedly?
I don't think he's taking accountability, because if he did, he would have apologized to Cassie and be like wholehearted about it. You know what I mean? Like, even the way he went about it when the video dropped, like.
Mm. You didn't feel like it was sincere.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, man.
He could have been.
He
could have been.
What did he do after the video drop? He just made a statement, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He made a statement. And it felt like there was somebody behind the camera with the...
Forrest.
You'll see it like this. You'll see it like this.
Which, A, that, as part of his team, that's what you're supposed to do. You're doing your job.
But they did that the first time when he was like, I did not do this. I'm fighting for my name and my kids. And then the video dropped. He was like, all right, about that. See what I'm embarrassed.
By
you know,
the way.
You know, it's just like, man, your credibility is it's taking hits left and right, which is, I believe, is a cumulative effect. This is the reason why he's still behind bars. Had it been just that video,
yeah,
there's a chance that he probably would have gotten bail. I'm not a legal
right.
eagle, you
right,
know, nothing
right.
like that, but there's a bunch of things that have added up to him having to sit in the MDC right now.
It's a lot.
And
did
she get the money?
Who?
Did she get some money?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that wire went through. Like,
it sure did. That she dropped because she dropped the lawsuit.
Yeah, immediately.
Immediately.
And then now what is it called? Like, she can't speak on it. There's like an NDA?
NDA.
Does she have an NDA or she doesn't?
I believe she does, but we have to dig into that because it's like the NDA does that. Is that you dropping the lawsuit and that's it? That has nothing to do. Like, if the feds subpoena you, like, this is a fed situation.
She still
like,
go
NDA or not, if they want you to testify,
yeah, she
you
still
gotta
go testify. What you
that
gonna
NDA don't mean shit to the feds.
Plead the fifth? What you gonna do? I doubt it.
I mean, you can't plead the fifth, not after that video. There's no way.
She doesn't say much. She just put the video on.
Yeah.
She, you know.
Bring her phone. Look. I don't know, son. Sticky situation, man. I'm thinking about the kids. I'm thinking about the victims.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the people who depended on the business that he
right.
built, you know, for their homes and their livelihoods. I'm thinking about all that. There's a lot of people
and not
at
just
risk
his businesses.
Right now.
I feel like it's going to be a trickle effect.
Yeah.
Because somehow, some way, he's a mogul, for Christ's sake. Like, he has hands in a lot of things.
One of the things that I forgot what the U.S. Attorney General, not attorney, but U.S. District Attorney for what, the Southern District? U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. I forgot what the guy's name. But basically, he was saying, like, there was a lot of videos that possibly were going to be used, you know, as over people's heads. You know what I'm saying? I'm forgetting the
bribery?
Term.
Bribery? Blackmail?
Bribery, blackmail. Like, you know, it's like, oh, you forgot. And people is, now what they're saying is in these videos, some of these people may have been drugged, they may have been high, and they didn't know what they were doing. And he's using these videos and dangling them over his head, over other people's heads to get what he wants, whatever that might be.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a lot of these people at these parties, they were there willingly. A lot of these people were at these parties,
a lot of them
they
were.
Knew what they were doing. I'm not saying, I can't say all of them.
But what happens if they were willingly there, right? They're chilling
and
all of a sudden.
Point, yeah, it gets to a point
it
where.
It gets to a point where maybe they had a little too much to drink. And now all of a sudden Puff is like,
right.
oh, here you should. Or something in the drink. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, just because you go somewhere willingly doesn't mean that you expect what's going to happen if there's a negative effect.
Right,
like,
right.
Because,
so.
I mean, by the grace of the universe and God, like, I've probably been in parties where things probably, who knows? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just don't know.
I think.
I've always been saying, thank God.
I don't know about you
plastic.
Two, but I've been at parties where you get so fucked up. Thankfully, you got your people there to get you home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been in those situations. In fact, my man Rick, the negotiator who was with Ray Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time for my birthday, I got so fucked up. I don't even know how I got home, but I know I was home when I woke up. And then, you know, we laughed about it the next day. Like, everybody has those stories, right?
Well, and that's why it's important to get like that, though, with
people that you know.
And that you
yeah.
love and that
yeah.
you trust. Yes.
Yeah.
Because.
Shout out to my man Extra, too. He was making fun of my shoes that night. He was like, yo, you had the coffins on. It was
what
like.
What you had on?
I had some dress shoes on, but that's when niggas was rocking the shoes, like the super long pointy toes.
Oh, you had one
yeah.
of those.
Yeah. Extra said, yo, you had some coffins on.
Okay.
Nigga.
Hard fucking, bottom?
Yeah, yeah. I was tripping up the stairs and all that, trying to get upstairs, man. But yeah, you want to have people you trust to go out. Like, that's why I'm just bugging. I'm
super
like, yo,
important,
what happened
females,
with the
man.
Buddy system, son? You know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't even like going to the bathroom by myself. Like, we're
hey,
a team. Let's
I'll
go.
Tap. Yo, put it like this, man. Me and Jim go out, right? We go hit a party. If shit ain't right, I feel like me and Jim are from the same hood. We're both from the Bronx. Like, we know how to look for certain shit, right? There's some people who, you know, they could be the smartest folks in the world. They just don't have that spidey sense, that street smart. That shit don't go off. That alarm don't go off.
That intuition.
Right. And then when how you was talking about somebody may want something so bad, they'll do anything. Mm-hmm. It's like, yo, what was that movie, man, that Marlon Wayans was in, man? Requiem for a Dream. You ever saw that movie? Mm-mm. I want everybody, if you can, look that movie up. Jared Leto, Marlon Wayans. I forgot the other lady that was in the movie. Requiem for a Dream. It was to the point where some people did some shit. Shorty had did something for her boyfriend, who was Jared Leto, who was kind of strung out. So she was trying to get some money together. I think she was strung out as well. She found herself in a situation where she did something like the shit ate her up. You know,
she had to do something strange for a piece of change.
A whole lot of strange for a lot of change. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And it was just like, yo, you can't walk that back. Nope. It's always going to be in your head. At some point, when you walking in that door and you see some shit that just ain't right, hopefully the person that you're with is going to be like, yo, fam, I'm going to give it 5 minutes and we up out of here. You know what I'm saying? We don't even got to say bye to nobody. We just going to dip off to the side, man.
Well, sometimes it seems fine. You start drinking, doing whatever, and then all of a sudden shit go left. And you ever seen Baby Reindeer?
I heard of it. I ain't never seen it.
Baby Reindeer.
But let me ask
you. That was something strange for a piece of change.
So let me ask you a question. How often do you go to an event, you just jump right into the bar and start drinking?
No, I always scope out the area.
Exactly.
I'm from the Bronx too.
Like, exactly.
That's what we do.
Right? Exactly.
But like, not everyone has that common sense.
I'm going to give it a second. Let it breathe. You know what I'm saying? If I see some crazy shit, I'm not even. As soon as I ask the bartender, like, yo, let me get whoop, whoop, whoop. I'm on you. Like, nah, son, I'm not. I want to see what you're doing over there with that bottle, you know? And even then, you don't know. You can't 100% say, like, yo, there wasn't something in the bottle already.
Right.
You feel me? Keep your fucking cup with you all the
time. Especially
house
parties.
Don't put no shit down and then come back to it, try to drink. Nah, fuck out of here.
I'll take that joint right with me.
Yeah, nah, I'd rather just get a whole new drink. Nah. At some point, like, and I'm not blaming these people. I'm just saying, you got to protect yourself at all times, man. That's how you got to look at it, especially in this industry.
Yeah, but some people, again, they see it as, oh, he's a celebrity. Like, if you're not in the industry, you don't know. You think they're a celebrity, they're not going to hurt you. Like, some people are naive. Some people are very naive.
Yo, what's that third verse of New York? Jay-Z? MDMNA? Going to slip you an Ambien? Like, yo, you talk, he telling you, man. Like, people come out here for the dream and shit like that. Yo, protect yourself at all times. Everybody is trying to be opportunistic in different ways, man.
Everyone.
Ain't with it.
Especially in this industry, everyone.
Ain't with it. Ain't with it.
Well, onto a lighter note, speaking of baby oil, the Shannon Sharp video.
Yo, genius.
Now, do you think he was trying to deviate from the rumors of him being gay and that's why he did it? He did it on purpose? I think that you can go on live by mistake. I think so. Because there's been plenty of times where I'll have my phone in the bed and I'm just laying there and my thigh will like move it. And I've gone on Instagram. There were times I have to go on Instagram and make sure nothing was on there. You know what I mean?
That's them gains working. You've been working out though. Hold on. Let me see.
I do have gains. I've been in the gym a lot. I have.
So you got to press the plus button, right? Then you got to go all the way over to live and touch live. So maybe if you're in the screen.
But if you like.
Maybe if you're on the screen where the pictures are.
You know, like.
And you just hit live.
You're tussling.
Then live is there, and you still gotta hit the middle button
for
you to go live. Look, and it says 3, 2, 1, and then it's searching, checking connection.
Action.
Now you are live. I don't know, fam.
I think you can do it by accident. I think you can. I've ended up on Instagram by mistake.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Like, okay, have you seen the ripple?
Not like that.
Have you seen the ripple effects of all this with the whole going live shit? Have you seen the ripple effects?
Yes.
All right. So. You saw the promotion of Roe, which is, it happens to deal with, you know, not male dysfunction. It's like, you know, so you can keep an erection.
Okay.
Or maybe not like Viagra, but it's supposed to help with that.
He's promoting that?
It's called Roe. Yes. Him and Ocho was talking.
I didn't see that. Nah, I didn't see. Did you see that?
Him and Ocho was talking about it on Nightcap, right? So there was that. The merch drop.
What?
Bam. Anybody who's made merch, you know that you just don't fucking make that shit out of nowhere. Like, the shit is there. The plan is there. Now, I'm saying, like, yeah, you could do drop shipping and, hey, you could go ahead and get all your orders in and then, like, the next day then start, you know, making the shit to send it out. Yeah. But the merch, there was multiple shirts, right, on fucking merch. And the number one rule. What's the number one rule in the hood? No face, no case. You didn't see no penetration. All you heard was some sounds.
Yeah, that's saw the true.
Then you saw the ceiling. That's all you saw. This shit was theatrical. To me,
I'll never see his meme. You know, he'd be like, "Rrr." I will never see that shit again. The same, like ever. Like that's all I picture. I picture him going, "Rrr." Like, it's disgusting.
Have you ever stood next to Shannon Sharp?
No, not him.
I saw him one time in Hartsville, in Atlanta, at the airport. Right? At the time, I was with the family and everything. We was on the clear line. He's a huge guy. Pause. And he's a legit fucking tight end. Pause again, man. Fam, there's no way that you just put that shit right there. It looks at, yeah.
He's, oh saying
all this, he's saying all this shit. Yeah, take this thing. Yo, come on. That was probably the biggest offense. Whether it was real or not, whether he actually had the act, he was in the act of sexual intercourse consensually with a woman. She sounded like a woman, right?
Whether
that happened or not, right? Here's the deal. We never saw it. There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, it was enough for him not to get fired from ESPN.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it was enough. It was enough.
But he still took advantage in this day and time, right? With social media, whether it was him and his team or they just figured out a way, all right, we got to spin this so it works out for us. He did. He made it work. The shit was genius.
So you've never been in a situation where by mistake your phone opened?
Nope.
Oh, you're very careful, huh?
Maybe a butt dial.
A butt dial.
Maybe a butt dial, right? Something like that. But to fuck.
I'd be listening too.
Yeah.
The whole 6 minutes.
Yeah, I want to hear everything. What are you doing? What's going on? Word.
I love a good butt dial.
Word. What's going on? Who they talking about? But outside of that, yeah, that shit was genius, man. The team, whether it really happened, if somebody thought about it, like, yo, we gotta spin this so at least it works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about all the shit that they be, not so much on First Take, because that's a certain brand of what Shannon Sharp does.
Right.
Maybe not even on the shit with Unk, where, you know, he does the pod. But for Nightcap, we've seen Unk talk about splitting women legs a bunch of times and shit like that. Remember when he got into, what did he say with, he had to apologize for when it was with Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay,
you know, we've heard them talk about, you know, being with women before a Nightcap. It's not like super graphic, but we've heard them talk about that before. So it doesn't shock me that he went that route to go ahead and promote everything over there.
That's gonna help his brain.
Yeah.
You as a woman bringing that up makes me, I think a lot of women are like, yo, is he though? Dudes too. Like,
I didn't think he was. I mean,
and you're talking about gay.
Yeah, right. I mean, obviously him hopping out the way he did with the stretch pants, like the way and the merch, like that was questionable, but so many
men
wear tight
pants. There's a lot of cats that dress like that now, man.
That's what I'm saying. So many men dress like that, yeah. Like,
there's a lot of cats that dress like that, man. I mean, I think that might shock somebody more in rural America than it does here in a city like New York. Because we see all kinds of wild shit, you know,
right,
fashion-wise,
right,
expression-wise,
right.
Right? But, I mean, it's like everybody in the league dressed like that right now. So you see the guy, the delivery guy, be wearing Jeggings, man. Like, yo, fam, Poppy, what the fuck is you wearing? Dropping off my wings, man. Like, why is you wearing that right now, bro?
They do.
Yeah, it should be crazy, son. It should be crazy. Me personally, Unk, your team, shit was genius. Tip my cap. This is what I want to know. I want to know how much money they made off of that.
Off of what?
Off of that.
Like
the
promotion? What came after that?
Yes.
You mean?
Remember that night. Okay, so when it happened, he put up like the little thing on IG Live. He's like, yo, my shit got hacked. Me and the team are trying to figure out what to do, right? Then there was a call to action a little bit later. Unk is talking about it live with Ocho on Nightcap. I want to know what was the numbers for that YouTube. I would love to know what was the numbers on the merch, if they really sold it. I would love to know what the deal with Ro, like, you know, was that deal in place already? Or was that something that just came about because of that live that, you know, that happened? I just want to know the numbers. I would love to know the numbers, yo.
I'm just so shocked that he is this person. Like, we interviewed him at XXL probably, like, 5 years ago when he was just, like, a news anchor. And he's, like, so, like, suited and booted, like, proper. And all of a sudden, Club Shay Shay.
Yeah. But, I mean...
I mean, it's good. It is good. It is good.
And you get to see... Everybody got different sides to them.
I think they do.
He does it very well. You see a certain buttoned-up Shannon in the morning... On Shay Shay, it's a little bit more personal. Like, he's listening and hearing what people got to say. And then on Nightcap, him and Ocho be going wild. They just be talking. They let it fly.
Yeah, them two. So, wait, is that he has a pod with Ocho? Yeah. Or is Ocho just a guest?
It's him. Yeah, Nightcap. It's him and Ocho.
Oh, shit.
Ocho Cinco. Chad Ocho
That's
Cinco,
a mess
man.
Right there.
Yeah. And then also, it's on some football shit, on some sports shit. Yeah, son. Like, they
trying to do the Cam and Mace.
It's their own brand of that.
Yeah. That's smart.
It's their own brand of that. Exactly. So I want to know how much money they got off of that right there.
Did May say anything about the Diddy shit yet?
I don't think so. I haven't seen him say anything.
I haven't seen, not since he was going to jail. We've been seeing the clips that have been going out, you know, especially since he came back and he was just talking about, what was the clip where he was like, you know, I'm far from a gangster, but I ain't going to let you just do anything. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To me, yeah. So I haven't seen anything from him just yet, but I would love to hear, because Mace has probably been one of the few people who's kind of, as the kids say, stood 10 toes down.
Yeah.
And been firm on it. I mean, they did do that Bad Boy tour, and I know he went out for that, but even then you could tell like
that was owed to him though.
Yeah, that energy was just like, yo, I'm doing this the way I wanted. If you want me to be in part of this, then you got to hear what I want it to be. But I would love to know what he has to say.
Do you think he'll talk on it? I guess we'll see.
If he was going to talk on it, I hope it's on It Is What It Is. If he was to speak
on it.
Yeah, like people want to hear it. All right, come see it. Come pay for it.
As long as he don't do the Cam on CNN.
Yeah. Cam is hilarious, but that's CNN's fault. I will always say, whoever booked him, you should have knew the brand. You have more than enough history to go on with Cam when it comes to those political news channels.
You do, but you don't. It depends, like, who's working at
CNN. We talking about Cam.
I know, but who's working at CNN? They probably do their little deep dive. If they're not from the culture, they see the surface level.
That's on them.
This is what I'm saying. That's why it's important to hire people from different
backgrounds. That man had Bill O'Reilly turning red at Bill O'Reilly's prime. No, that's Cameron Giles. You should have knew better, yo. You should have knew better. That's on them. The only thing that I didn't like about that was that it was a young black woman, the anchor. That was the only thing I was like, damn. You know. Yeah, I wish she didn't have to go through it.
Yeah.
But still, she should have knew. If anything, like,
not
about
if
that.
She's not from hip hop culture in New York City.
That's true. But
not everyone knows the Cam that we know.
Was he joking the pink horsehair wife?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
Absolutely was.
Yes.
Hilarious.
He talking. He was like, "Yo, I'm gonna see your joint later on."
Have you ever used it?
I haven't. Did it work?
Does it work?
It clogged my nose up.
It worked. Really?
He said it clogged my nose up.
It worked though.
You see his eyes, he's like, it worked.
I used the blue one too. The blue one didn't, it was fine. No clogs.
I've never used it, man.
No?
I'm curious though, but I'd be paranoid, yo. But if it's just the nose being clogged up, maybe I'll try it.
The honey shit clogged my nose too.
The honey, what was that? Really? Honey pack shit? Yeah. Yo, what was it? We were here, who was it? I think Chow Lee. He was telling us about something. You remember that?
Oh, I wasn't here for that one.
Chad was telling us something. He was like, he called his man. He was like, yo, his man must have just used it like the night before with Shorty. And he was like, yo, that shit real.
They're so young, though. Why are they using that?
Because they be on some marathon. Like, Chad be on some marathon shit, man.
Yeah, but still, like, I feel like you use it so young that by the time you get to the age where you really need it, it's not going to work.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think you need it.
Well, I think of a certain age, right? Like, I think maybe 30 and up if you want to try a little assistance. You know, a little assistance. But in your 20s, like...
I'm always scared of like shit like desensitization or like you just get strung out, like now you can't perform without it.
But this is what I'm saying. In your 20s doing that?
Like, that's the shit I would be worried about. Like, but then again, you know, there's been times I've been with women, I just have not been turned on by them here. Like, you know, physically you'd be like, all right, time to go. I'm trying to fucking scramble to get the fuck up out of there, right? And then there's other women, you'd be like, yo, son, you could just keep going.
You don't need
going.
No pink horsepower, right? No keep honey
going,
pack.
Keep going. But then, here's the deal. You tell me if you've ever experienced this. In a male's mind, you just want to keep going because you want the action. You want that act to keep on going, mm-hmm. right? Hopefully, you want to please the woman. Mm-hmm. I've been told that they just want you to come because now they're starting to feel like you're not enjoying it, right? Like you're not aroused or mm-hmm. they're not doing their job. You know, like, or do you even like me anymore? All these questions come out of nowhere. You be like, shorty, I'm trying to concentrate. Like, yo, chill. You hit me with too much shit
what,
right
they
now.
Ask you in the middle of that?
No, not in the middle. But, you know, you talking and stuff and you could tell like, oh, you've been thinking about this for a minute, huh? You know what I'm saying? On one side, you're like, uh-huh. nah, I'm trying to please you. And on the other side, she's trying to please, you know, the male. So
for me, it gotta be a shit talker. Like, if it's a girl that's talking shit,
see, that turn you on.
That make me want to.
Yeah.
I got to show up in rare form now.
Mm-hmm. The challenge is there. Like, you talking shit? Yeah. That's like a nigga be on the basketball court. Like, what, nigga? Like, yeah, I'm about to light your ass up. 50 points, man. Sure, you start talking that shit. You be like, oh, yeah? All right, watch this shit. Yeah, I'm about to go knock it down.
I mean, me personally, I don't want you lasting too long. Because, yeah, it's just like, well.
Well, what's too long?
I'm good after 45 minutes.
That's a minute. No. Yeah, that's long.
No,
that's long.
Is it?
That's you. Let's be realistic here. No, that's a lot of pressure.
No, I'm just saying, if it's one of those nights, do not tune off.
All right, there's dudes right now that just look at our apartment 5H for Bianca. They like, yo, yeah, I can't.
If it's one of those nights, too rich for me.
I can't fuck with that.
If it's one of those nights,
are we counting like foreplay and everything, or just sex, like penetration?
You gotta count foreplay, yo. 45 minutes? Foreplay,
that's a whole English class.
But we can count the foreplay, but not too long. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll say maybe a quick little, like, maybe 10 minutes of foreplay. Ideally, for me, I'll say 25 minutes is good. For me.
Yeah.
And once I've had my fun, you better hurry up, because I'm tired and I wanna go sleep.
That's it. Bianca's a nigga. If you didn't know that,
I don't need. You know what I mean? I don't need the all night like the soul. Like, we're gonna sex all night. No, we're not.
Bianca's a dude from the Bronx, man. She just happened to be pretty, have nice feet, and have long hair. But she's really a dude.
No, that's it.
She has dude values. Let's put it like that. She has dude values.
And I love it when we're on the same page. You fall asleep. I fall asleep. We both fall asleep. The end. Which is usually the case.
Here's the question: do you cuddle?
I do cuddle.
You cuddle, okay.
I do cuddle.
So she does have, she is a woman. she soft girl era is still there.
I am a cuddler, yeah. I have to say.
If she was like, yo, get off me, man, then I'd be like, yo, good luck, homie.
No. I do like to cuddle.
Good
the
I'll fuck
say that.
Luck, bro.
25 minutes on a cuddle.
Okay.
Yeah. Do y'all cuddle?
Depending on who it is, yo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And what's the temperature in the room? Because if it's too hot, you got to get the fuck up off me.
Nah, I don't give a fuck. You better.
Yeah. It's too hot.
Where I'm at.
Yeah. I got to be comfortable, yo.
Yeah?
It does not include mattresses on floors, yo. Like, I got to be comfortable,
guys,
yo.
Guys, what are you talking about?
I got to be comfortable. Yo, sometimes
you've encountered. And y'all still go through with it if she has a mattress on the floor?
Yo, sometimes you be on a mission, yo. Yeah. you be on a mission, yo.
I mean, listen, yeah. I'm not judging.
Sometimes you on a mission.
I just want to know.
You know? Yeah, son.
I believe that from you.
So, you know, air mattress, you just want to see you. You have a little side missions, too. You got to have side missions. Like, yo, I'm trying to pop this fucking air mattress, too, man.
You would pop the air mattress? Where's she supposed to sleep?
I don't know, but I'm not sleeping. I'm out. Yeah.
Wait, so what's the craziest situation that you have walked into? Still fucked, but you were like, I got to hurry up and get the fuck out of here. Mm. Like, what's been the craziest situation?
I had one. She had like 3 kids there. They were still up, knocking on the door, and I still wanted to get it done.
Yeah. Broad day.
Kids knocking.
Yeah. Mommy. Or... I want to say broad daylight, baby. The baby, but the baby's like we on the floor of the living room and the baby's kind of moving around and shit like that. Yeah.
You a savage, yo.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, so you gonna kids knocking on the door? Fuck that. A baby in the bed?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so.
How old was the baby?
Mm-hmm. A toddler.
Yeah.
But not
nothing that they can really remember. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. I would say like 2, 3, because they, you know, they crawl and shit. Once you get to like 5, 6, yeah, yo, son.
Yeah,
you,
sure,
you
fucking hope not.
Don't want to fucking do that.
Can't be sleeping.
Nah, you don't want to do that. But I know some niggas would, but I, yeah, you don't want to do that. I don't think that's the right move. Yeah, son.
I mean, that's crazy, but I thought it was going to be like worse conditions. No, okay.
I mean, it's, you know, standards. The statute of limitations ain't up, so I'm just gonna stay right there. I'm gonna stay
you
right
didn't
there.
Have, you didn't have enough to drink. That's next time.
Yeah, that's actually a fact too. Yep.
That's next time. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about the Super Bowl decision for Kendrick to be performing?
Terrible.
Yeah, I was disappointed. I wanted Wayne to be the performer.
So y'all both wanted Wayne.
Yeah.
Because it's in the city.
I mean, even though they broke it down, they said that, you know, you're supposed to interview for these situations, to these opportunities, should I say. And, you know, Wayne, I guess, did an interview as well as, I guess, maybe Kendrick. These are the rumors. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But personally, the culture, right. I think Jay made a business decision.
You think Jay did it?
Well, someone put... Where were you the last 36 hours? Jim be working, yo.
Jim be working.
Look, I don't think he made the decision, though.
No, yes, he did. There were news reports. Yes, he made that he is behind the decisions. Ever since Roc Nation took over that portion of the Super Bowl, they make the decisions on who performs. So he chose Kendrick.
Shy, you wanted Wayne too? Yes or no? See?
I mean, it would have been dope.
All right, homie, who would you want? Kendrick or Wayne? Wayne, right? I'm not mad at Kendrick, yo. I'm not mad at Kendrick. And the only reason why I say this is because I know the type of show that Kendrick is going to deliver for the Super Bowl. It's not that Wayne can't perform. We all know that Wayne is a GOAT. But I also think that there's been times where Wayne may have been difficult to work with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there have been stories that have come out about that. Wayne is kind of aloof at times. Like, you know, the motherfucker's almost like, yo, is he really real? You don't know until you actually see him. Someone had put out a story, I think, it was a producer or something where they were saying, maybe it was for Grammys. I forget what the event was, but they were like, there was missed rehearsals. They didn't even know if he was going to make it. And they were trying to figure out how to fill this time. And then miraculously, he appeared, he performed, and he left the same way he came in. Like, nobody knew where. They was like, yo, we would have liked to, you know, share that moment, took that picture with the team, all of these things. Whether that story is true or not, I think there's been other stories of where it's like, yo, we just, I could just say this, us on the media side, you know how hard it is to sit down with a Lil Wayne. I don't know how it is when it comes to performance.
Right.
We've seen some great performances with Wayne. I don't give a fuck about the clips that have been on the internet recently where it's kind of like you see him kind of spazzing out, doing whatever he want to do. I think he did that for whatever setting he was in.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think, when it comes, and it's fucked up. It's New Orleans. I get it. You wanted to see your boy at home.
I get it. Moment.
But it's only happened, I think, like 2 times in however many years that you've had a homer perform in their home stadium. And
that is true.
I saw Nicki Minaj. She had mentioned, she was like, you know, Eminem stood on having 50 Cent perform. Well, that performance that she was talking about was really Dr. Dre's. In L.A.
Right.
It had nothing to do with
his hometown,
from Detroit.
Though.
Right. But
I can see boycotting going on here, man.
I don't think so. I think when, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I think Kendrick is the right choice for this Super Bowl. And I know.
I mean, is it because the Super Bowl is next February?
Is Kendrick bigger than Wayne?
At the moment, maybe, only because. And also it's because he dissed another rapper. It's not because, I mean, and granted, people...
You think it's just because he dissed Drake?
In this moment?
In this moment? Yo, I would say... okay.
I hope he continues to release music from now until February.
I would say
because
this.
Because February is 2025.
He just released a new song, by the way.
February is 2025.
He just released a new song,
They're
by
going
the way.
Off of the year he had in 2024.
That's what they have to go off of. Well, Wayne ain't dropped no new music like that. I mean, that's what they
Wayne
have to go
Wayne
off.
Wayne is Wayne, that's his home. But I will say, they did ask him.
If you want to see, you want to see Wayne perform in New Orleans, Louisiana Fest, November 2nd, Smoothie King Center.
Don't be disrespectful. But I did hear that they did, part of the interview is that they asked, who would you bring out on stage with you if you perform at the Super Bowl? He said, no disrespect to the rappers affiliated with me or from my hometown, but I wouldn't bring anyone out. This is my moment.
Mm. Did he?
Now, he did say that. That is the only thing I'm like, okay, I think they probably want you to bring surprise guests just like everyone else has in the past.
Well, did Rihanna bring anybody out?
I don't think Rihanna did. And also, I think another platform was talking about this situation too, and they were saying, well, Kendrick dropped music, Lil Wayne didn't. And that was my thought. It's like, but Rihanna didn't drop music for 17 years. And she did the Super Bowl.
She definitely did. And she was Prego.
Okay.
And we found out she was Prego.
And
we didn't know
move.
She was Prego
like,
during that
come
time.
On. Yeah. Like,
it was a hell of a show, though, man. She got up there, all the way up there. She was pregnant.
No, I give it to her for even going through
she
all that.
A real
I know
one,
she was tired.
I would not have done all that.
But
shit.
She didn't drop for 17 years.
I didn't know that was Jay's decision.
It is his decision, which is a little disappointing because, again, it's a smart business decision. I'm not going to take that away from him. But I would have liked, and we all know that he's about his business, right? Like, he's made a lot of business decisions. He's self-made.
It's the
like,
NFL.
I give it to him.
It's the NFL. It's the shield.
But I think for once, I would have loved for him to put the culture first.
He put the culture first for the last, what, 3-4 years?
How?
He gave you Rihanna, right? He made the decision for Rihanna. He made the decision
for
Usher.
You call her Rihanna?
It's Rihanna. It's not Rihanna. It's Rihanna.
Says who?
Her. Yeah.
Rihanna?
Yeah.
I don't like the way that sounds.
So it's her. It's her name. So Rihanna, Usher, Dr. Dre, who brought Eminem, 50 Cent, along with Mary J. Blige and Snoop, right? The partnership came along right around the pandemic, right? So, I mean, he's been putting the culture forward for the last 3-4 years. I understand. It's disappointing.
But this would have been
it's
next
like, yo,
level.
Dude, it's
because why didn't y'all put Kendrick on that one in L.A.?
What do you mean?
No one was thinking about a Kendrick when the Super Bowl.
He came out in L.A.
He did?
Yo, yes, he came out in L.A.
That rests my case. Wayne should definitely be doing the Super Bowl.
He came out in L.A. But have you...
And no one spoke about it.
Oh, he did come out.
Exactly. But look how hard we have to think. Stop.
He came out as a guest. What are you talking about?
Okay, and who spoke about it? I didn't speak about it. So I saw the performance, too, and I totally forgot that he came out.
Yeah, have you seen Kendrick Lamar perform?
I have.
He had a good performance.
His performance, okay, if we're going to be...
I might be a little biased.
Realistically.
I might be a little biased.
Maybe a little bit.
A little bit.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now. You're taking a Lil Wayne performance and a Kendrick Lamar performance. You might... Hey, man, people might fucking roast me in my fucking DMs and on social. Kendrick Lamar delivers a better show. He delivers a better show.
I
would tell everybody, take a look at this.
Nah. Lil Wayne come out with a Millie lollipop.
No,
get out of here. No way. Nah. I'm not agreeing with this.
A Millie and lollipop? That's what you go come
with? I'm only... Fireman, like, come on.
Even if you're talking about mashups, I forget if this was MTV or the Grammys. Take a look at this mashup between Kendrick Lamar and Imagine Dragons. He delivers a better show. A better show. Now, you may have a connection to all of these songs. That's what you feel takes it higher. But you want to see what's going to translate better across that screen with all those people watching.
I think
Lil
Wayne's show would have been just fine.
I think it would have been chaos.
He would have came out with Nicki. He would have came out with Drake.
Would he?
Then again, no, because he said he wouldn't.
He said it was his moment, right? Would he?
He said it was his moment. That's the only thing. If he didn't say that.
That's what's more.
Would he? It would have been a great medley if they would have been able to bring it together with, say, Big Thomas,
I was gonna say
Hot
Big
Boys, Young Money.
Yeah.
They couldn't even get that shit right for the Essence Fest.
Yeah, you know what to put.
We had Manny Fresh right there, and he said they couldn't even get it together. Like, what are we talking about here? Manny Fresh, man.
I never seen you this hype.
No. He sat right there. He was like, yo.
You know what to put on top of the globe?
That would, but how would that affect his relationship with Drake? That's what everybody is talking about. That would be dope. I think that would be amazing. That would be the ultimate nod. Like, this is the biggest...
There's no way that can happen.
...import-export that you have in hip-hop to come out of New Orleans. Lil Wayne. Would it happen though?
No way.
No? You don't think so?
Nope.
If he did that.
Can't do that.
Those are bosses, man. Those are two bosses. I don't know. Those are two bosses.
I feel like Drake. Yeah.
He can't do that.
Drake, fuck your bitch, man. Go ahead, man. Bring Kendrick out, man. You forgot about that?
But Drake also made him a lot of money.
But he fucked your bitch while he was in jail.
20 years ago.
When you was in jail. Yeah.
20 years ago. Hey, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right.
Yeah. Well, look.
I'm not saying it's right.
Payback's a bitch, man. Bring him out.
But the masculinity would say, but at least he did that. Now you know she's not a down bitch, so you ain't waste time with her.
Nah, son. Nah. I was in jail, bro.
I know it's not right.
I was in Rikers. You knew that was me, man.
No, I know. No, I'm not excused.
And we talked about this, too.
So I couldn't blame you, man.
Your man was awkward. You know Drake was awkward, man.
Yeah, no.
He was awkward.
No, I mean, that was his boss. That was disgusting. I'm not even going to...
That's crazy, right? That's disgusting.
And I'm all about loyalty, so that shit is wild.
That's crazy. I would love to know what that conversation was, man. Did he get the tap before or afterwards? Did Wayne say it was after. It was after? Wayne was like, yo, you got to get a tap for a tip. If you really care, you're sorry, you got to get a tap? That's what he said? You think that's how it went down?
I don't think that's how it went down. I think he was just like, let me show you how sorry I am.
Nah, son. Nah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know, son. I would love to.
I'm happy you picked it to talk about it on the record recording.
I'm sitting there for that. Oh, you were?
That's right.
We flew right in.
Damn.
First record, 6 foot. Mm. Hole's gonna be hole, so I couldn't blame Tammy.
So you witnessed the 6 foot, 7 foot making.
I sat there recording like that.
Yes.
He probably did it in like 5 minutes.
Wayne took it and chopped it up and made it however he wanted. Corey had a longer verse.
Oh, no, I...
They was going back and forth at first. But then pause.
You made me pause.
It's all right, man.
We'll excuse that. We're talking about history. Yeah.
Yes, man. Yeah. I think it's a good choice, man. I don't think there's any wrong answer, bro. There's no wrong answer.
I'm conflicted.
No wrong answer. Not at all. No wrong answer, man. You good.
Poor Drake, man. He took an ass whipping, man. He took an ass whipping this whole year. That was like the icing on the cake.
It's not about how you fall, it's how you get back up. He'll be all right. Or he won't. Welcome to hip hop.
That is true.
Yeah. I think he's going to be all right, man. He's going to be all right, son. It's all good. He's going to make it through.
He's trying. He dropped that three. What was it? Was it three pack?
The two of them.
I like the songs.
I like.
I just didn't hear nobody talking about it. I thought they were really
Housekeeping.
Good songs.
I thought Housekeeping had like a good vibe, but it reminded me of that other song that when JT had went to jail, Carisha was in the video. Mm. Was that God's Plan? It reminds me of God's Plan. Yeah.
I think he's still wounded.
I'll tell you this, I know you didn't ask this question. Just. Let it go, bro. You know what I'm saying? Focus on new music. Come back to it a little bit later, but focus on it. Yo, you keep on picking at this shit. Like, leave that man alone, son. Just let it go.
I mean, he didn't come back in the music, but he came back with actions. Like, with ASAP Rocky, like, dissing him. All he had to do was just release BTS footage of him with RiRi. That was enough.
Yeah, but
playing
that was,
around, laughing. That's what he did. He stopped with the music and went to the tactics. That's what he did.
Drop the music, bro.
I think Kendrick was gonna fire like this.
Yeah, just drop the music, bro. Like, all the little fucking, you know, home videos and shit, like, maybe that's cool for the kids. Drop the music,
drop
bro.
The music?
Keep the same energy you
he
had.
He did drop the music, though. He did. He dropped those
But it took it's taking a minute for that shit. It's just like, it don't got the Midas touch. Like, this shit taking a second, man.
The No Face, No Case was good, though.
I like No Face.
No
I also
Face, No
like,
Case was good.
I'm not mad at S.O.D. I'm not mad at the song. I actually like the song. I'm not the biggest Lil Yachty fan. Mm-hmm. I think he's super talented, but him not being on the song didn't really do nothing for me. But I think I like the song S.O.D. But just taking a minute before Drake would drop something, that shit was out of here. Now it's just like, that's cute. That's cool.
He's suffering a little
bit. They want him to fight back.
Yeah. Look, man, be smart about it, bro. Be smart about it.
I think he's doing
drop
the
music,
right thing.
Bro. Focus on the music.
He is. He's dropping the music.
Spin the block later on. Get a little stronger again. Get your strength back up. You get back in the ring. And then, you know, if you want to fight the good fight, then fight the good fight. Right now is not the time.
Have a quick little milkshake and shit.
Yeah, it's yeah, a little protein bar. Don't waste your time on come shit back. You can't win, man.
I know.
So leave that man alone.
No, he's Kendrick. And we're
Drake. I like Drake. I don't even know. I like Drake, but leave that man alone. There's always a kryptonite to somebody's fucking strength, man. Just leave that cat alone, man. Leave him alone. All that talking about sales and money, like that shit don't even affect that guy.
Yeah,
like, he don't
I
care
I
about
yeah,
that shit.
He doesn't. And honestly, I don't either. I don't really care about like who made more money, who had, like, it's about the quality of the music.
Yeah.
I agree.
Bruh.
Yeah, it was. It was. Even YG, like, that was like, oh.
Bruh.
But how can he not? I understood his position.
The way, and I know we've talked about this, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but it was just like art of war, strategic.
Yeah, it was.
Like everything just happened. Click, click. It was like pulling a lever and this shit happened, pulling a lever and that shit happened. And all of it had Drake with fucking Nickelodeon slime on his face. The shit was crazy, man. Shit was crazy. It was a masterclass.
It was.
Let's see what he do. I just hope he focus on the music, though, man.
He
focus
need to come out with, like, a Christmas song or something.
Focus on the music, like.
He need, like, a quick little Christmas song.
Maybe. But
right?
Just focus on the music, guy. Nobody looking for you to win anything anytime. And then you got Kendrick making the announcement, doing a little LL FUBU commercial, like, no round twos. He just sneaks that little statement in there. Like, come on, man. Nobody looking for you to win nothing, man. Just let it go, bro. Let it go. No wins in the casa, not in 2024. The 2024 home is over. Just look forward to 2025. Drop some music before next year.
Of course he is.
In New Orleans.
Come on. God. Of course he is.
In New Orleans, bro.
Of course.
In New Orleans.
Yeah.
God forbid. Shit.
Of course not.
I wouldn't.
Hell no.
But then again, maybe he would.
I don't think he would.
Maybe he would.
I don't even think he's gonna watch it.
Maybe he would. Fuck it. Be present, man.
Speaking of 2025, there's a lot of more changes going on in the music industry. So we have Julie Greenwald that stepped down from Atlantic.
Yep.
We have Kevin Lyles who stepped down from 300.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he stepped down. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Elliot Grange coming into power.
Elliot Grange is taking over.
Sir Lucian Grange's son. People have tried to put two and two together with, you know, this whole shit going on with Diddy. I don't know if that's the case, but what,
I don't
you know
think
what?
So.
I want to shout out my man, Two Official. He's over there at QC, Quality Control. Actually, I saw him when we were at the Soulja Boy show at the Gramercy the other day. And we were talking about just how the industry is going through this change. Some people might even say a purge. And what Two was saying was like, yo, you know, like kind of what do you, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but basically it was kind of like, yo, what do you expect when you have a lot of people where all their focus is just behind a computer at a desk or in the office? And then you have certain, say, bosses or certain people in upper management, and they keep on seeing you not outside in the streets or doing whatever you need to do. They just always see you in here. It's probably a point where people are like, yo, what are we paying these people for if they're not bringing us any quality music?
Nah, but Julie be outside. Julie is outside.
Julie does.
I mean, she goes to Kevin Gates shows in Irvington
Julie,
Plaza.
Julie,
like,
Julie
and she's not
does.
Even VIP. She's like with
she's
the people.
She's in the people because she's built from
even,
that, man.
Even Kevin, like, he be everywhere.
But you're talking about the Four Horsemen. Like, they're built from that cloth.
Right.
What
they're
I'm
about
speaking
that.
About is more of those juniors.
The other people.
Right?
Yeah,
or the
yeah,
other
yeah,
folks,
yeah.
right?
That's true.
Those. Let me tell you something. Julie, Kevin, Mike Kaiser, and Lior, they move as a unit. Mm-hmm. Even when they're not in the same buildings, they still look out for one another. And it's something that I've always kind of like looked from afar like, yo, okay, mm-hmm. I can respect that. You may
Absolutely.
Not always agree with what they do and how they move, but they look out for each other. And that was from the time where I first met them at Def Jam. This is back in 94,
mm-hmm.
right? They still move as a unit. But there's something that's going on in the industry where obviously some people, you know, we've all said it. How are they signing all these people? Why does a label have 50 fucking artists that are shelved? just to hoard the talent? And is it really talent?
Or are they shelved, or are they just not making enough money, so you got to cut your
losses, This is my opinion. You have this artist right here that has like a semi-bubbling hot song. You'll have somebody swoop in, sign them real quick. It's almost like it's, you know, they're preliminary. Or they you know, they're just trying to get it before, like, let me sign them real quick so I have them before they blow up. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it just feels...
Yeah.
It feels very, very weird.
Or they have one quick little internet hit, and they're like, let me get this.
Yeah, and you make however you make the money off of that, however you make the money off that for the company. But then next thing you know, maybe the talent isn't really the talent. Maybe it was the luck and lightning struck, but it's not coming back. And for whatever reason, your A&Rs aren't really A&Rs, you know?
Right.
Some of these A&Rs...
What's Steve do?
Which Steve?
Steve
is more like a marketing type of side. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, with that, and he has translation, United Masters, you know, like, so marketing side, you know, also had, with United Masters, yes, they signed deals, but it's more to the benefit of the artist in building the brand and how do you really expand opportunity with that. But I would say, like, there's a lot of cases where a lot of us are like, yo, these are one and dones.
Yeah.
They're one and dones. And I'm assuming, like, you know, with a lot of these companies, a lot of the labels, they're not privately owned anymore. They're publicly traded companies. So guess who they got to answer to? The investors. Yeah. And if shit ain't making money, that's making people not happy, and somebody has to take the hit. Now, I'm not saying that was the case with Julie or with Kevin. I am wondering, was it something where it's like, yo, the business isn't the same, so I'm not happy with it?
Could be.
Is it something where we're not making the same type of money as we used to? Is it the types of deals or the direction that people are moving in? We just don't see it working. I would love to know the reasoning behind it.
Yeah, me too. Because I really like, they're both like super OGs. I have so much respect for both of them. Right. Especially working at XXL, like, we worked with them all the time, like, and just seeing how they move, like they're not just sitting in an office, like, they're in the field, and you don't see a lot of, like, people with high-ranking titles really in the field anymore, you know, and they still do that.
I mean, shoot, so. We've seen the loyalty with Kevin with someone like Young Thug.
Now, come on, that right there speaks right. Volumes. People sitting in those offices aren't going to bat. For their artists, like Kevin is going.
Kevin did say that I think some of the things that he's going to focus on after stepping down becomes effective is that, you know, he's still going to fight for artists, their rights to express their lyrics without being held, being criminally charged, right? I think also he was talking about stumping for Vice President Kamala Harris, trying to see that she gets in office and stuff. So we'll see, man. I'm just kind of curious. Or does this mean, like, they roll us into something else and they do something else within the music industry?
Lior's still there, right?
Lior is at YouTube.
I forgot about Google. That. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's...
With YouTube?
Mm-hmm. Like, culture advisor.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, good for Wallow. Yeah.
Shout out to Wallow, too. I'm forgetting the name of it, but he has a new book out. Definitely go support that, man.
Yeah, I saw his interview.
He was in the Bronx last week.
Yeah.
Oh, he was?
A book sign.
He'd be awesome. Yeah. Really? Damn, I wish I would.
Wallow's story is really, really inspiring, man. Like, I remember when he first came home and just seeing the way he was moving around. Like, he was doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
He was showing up to a lot of different places. Yeah, you saw, like, him running down the block on social media and everything and saying something that was very, you know, inspiring and stuff. But I used to see him at a lot of different events, shaking the hands, kissing the babies, letting people know what he's doing and stuff like that. So to see him come up, it wasn't by chance. He put the work in for it.
He absolutely did.
Armed with good intentions.
Armed with good intentions.
Oh, okay, good. Armed with good intentions. Make sure you pick that up. He's very inspirational. Like, and it's... He's one of those people, he's been through so much and still, like, radiates positivity. And you don't find those people often.
He said something on Sway. Shout out to the whole family over there at Sway in the Morning. He said something where he said if there was one thing when he was locked up that worked as a positive for him, it was in the sense that, you know, as you get older, people tell you what you can't do. You know, like, as you're getting older, like, you kind of lose your dreams because mm-hmm. there's these things, you know, the impression that you can't do this or you can't do that. And people chip away at your dreams or whatever your goals are. And he said, while he was locked up, all I could do was think about that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he was devising his plan. So when he came home, he put it in motion and stuff. So I think that book is going to be a good book for some people. But, you know, it's really on you to take the words and take the stories and put them into action, man. Activate them.
Yeah, but when you hear
shout out to Wallo, man. Really good dude, bro.
For sure. For sure. All right. Well, that's all I've got. You guys have anything else?
I'm trying to think, man. I want to say shout out to LL Cool J. Me and Shy was able to hang out with him. We're going to be doing a special on Shade 45 with him for his new album, The Force, which, think about that, man. Somebody who hasn't put an album out in over 10 years, and this is his 14th album.
Damn, 14?
And he's moving around the way he's moving around, talking to everybody, stopping by everybody's platform. He kind of showed me, Shy, everybody who was in that room, like, this is what hip-hop can look like if you put value back into the music, into the craft, mm-hmm. into the art, and stop looking at it as something that you could just microwave and get a quick lick off of. You know, like, seeing him and how he's working and what not only he's doing for himself, but also for a certain older generation within hip-hop with the Rock the Bells brand, mm-hmm. not just the radio, the channel on SiriusXM, but the brand overall. It's inspiring, man. It's something that we all need to look more into to just really put the value back on our art. Yeah. Because as of right now, people keep on trying to diminish it. So shout out to LL Cool J, The Force is out there right now.
Is he still signed to Def Jam?
He still has I think it's a joint deal with Def Jam and Virgin.
Oh.
So shout out to LL, man. Shout out to the entire team, too. Doing some dope stuff. Did you know the 35th? It was about to be the 35th anniversary of Mama Said Knock You Out. The next August. 35th. You remember being in the block parties?
Mm-hmm. No.
Listening to fucking Mama Said Knock You Out, man. Yo, come on, man. Shout out to LL. Showed us.
Oh, God. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yo, I think the main question a lot of people got, and we had a lot to talk about today, man. Where the fuck is Self, man? Where's Self? Selfing? Where you at? Where
Self
you
is selfing.
Self
That's
is
okay,
selfing,
because I needed the Wi-Fi anyway, so
let's
it
get that
out.
Trending, man. Self be selfing,
Self
man.
Be selfing.
We going to get that trending, but shout out to the Gwen and God, for real.
We'll pull up on him next time when he's here.
He ain't going to have no Kool-Aid, because I'm about to drink all this shit.
Taking them juices, too.
Bad word to mother.
But you ain't see us here. So no, don't snitch.
Don't tell nothing. Okay. No face, no case, in
no
fact.
No face, no case.
Word to mother.
Thanks, everyone.